It's Wrecking Ball Radio. This is Stavin's Den.
We're back. You're listening to Davin's Den. Heather Height and Dave Harris are with us in studio. Joe is at the beach studio.
Yes.
It's not actually at the beach. It's in the middle of Long Island, but he's got a lot of beach decor surrounding him and a little lighthouse in the front yard. So it's the beach studio.
That's correct.
It's what we could afford.
That's all I can afford, right?
So, on the break, like I said, that was DJ Most Money with Just a DJ and Beat Infinite and Chris Cali with Summer Breeze, and you can listen to them on, you can find out more about them, khb-music.de, khb-music.de. All right, so we're going to talk about FOSTA. FOSTA was not really something I was aware of. It's a law that was passed in the beginning of April. I saw Dave posting a lot about FOSTA, and I was not intellectually curious to find out what it was. And then when I knew that Dave and Heather were going to be joining us, I saw how passionate Dave and Heather were about it. Mostly Dave. I didn't see you really posting a lot about
it. Wow, that's really weird.
I didn't see you posting a lot about it.
Dave just looked at me with horror in his eyes when you said that.
She's going to kick his ass.
No, I'm sure you are, but I'm saying I didn't see you posting about it. Those posts of yours weren't coming up in my news feed.
I was doing the reason that Dave knows anything about FOSTA is because of me.
Oh, all right. Well.
That is absolutely
fair. Well, then blame the fucking analog.
No, it's absolutely
analog of fucking
the
algorithms.
Algorithms. Yeah.
Blame the algorithms. I don't know. I'm not fucking stalking you. I'm sure you got enough of those guys.
That would be weird that I wouldn't and he would, though, If
he just shows up probably because I comment on more of his stuff.
Right. When you comment on my stuff, I say mean things to you. So
last time you did, yes. Yeah. Last time it was a little bitchy. But anyway.
That's how I do.
Dave's never bitchy to me, so that's why he shows up in my feed more. Facebook knows I have a fragile ego and can only handle so much bitchiness. So I want to learn about it a little bit, so I'll educate the folks. We'll talk about the effects of it, and then you guys can give your take on it. So FOSTA is websites owners are now held accountable for acts of sex trafficking, prostitution that occur on interactive computer services they own. Within the bill, an interactive computer service counts as anything people are able to interact with online. So I would assume the cam is one of those things, and where you could – the cam girls. Although I haven't seen a – I don't think anything's happened to the cam girls yet. I don't know.
Not yet.
No. That's not illegal.
Yeah.
But where you solicit activity, that's an interaction. Mm-hmm. This can include forums, comment sections, and sites similar to Wikipedia and more. I don't understand that. How it's similar to Wikipedia. But I guess in Wikipedia, you're interacting, too, because you're changing
Wikipedia
information.
Wikipedia is a site where people can add content that are not the site owner.
I'm guessing
so,
it is.
Yeah.
All right. The theory behind FOSTA was if they make the owners of websites liable should a crime occur, they'll not risk anything that may be sketchy, and therefore sex traffickers will not have a way to make money off of their victims. I'm guessing that was the logic behind it, which is pretty noble. I don't think any of us want sex traffickers.
Dumb logic.
Well, is everybody anti-sex trafficking here?
We're anti-sex trafficking.
We're anti-sex trafficking, but not as it's defined in the new bill.
We're anti-non-consensual sex trafficking.
You're anti-grabbing little girls from Malaysia and bringing them here to be sex workers.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Okay. That's what we were
against. I think that's what most people think of when they think of sex trafficking.
Yes.
What I think about it is wearing here a cock jackknifed on the LIE. That's sex trafficking to me.
Really had to work that one in, did you, pal?
Really?
Can't all be gems.
Nope, Joe showed that. All right, that's good. I would have just given you silence, but it doesn't work on the phone. You would just repeat it because you would think it didn't come through.
Look, did you hear me? I said...
Hello? Oh, fuck, I think it disconnected.
We should have just let that play out.
Next time. I'm sure the next one will be funny. Anyway, so the downside is... the downside is criminals can always find a way. So they're just being chased further into the shadows.
Going back into
the dark net where they can't be tracked down. And so we're not really finding the true victims of sex trafficking.
No. And you know what else we're seeing now in the advent of FOSTA? We're seeing the rebirth of the pimp.
I was going to get into that. Let me lay this out for everybody, because I'm sure most people, a lot of people are like me, they didn't know about this. It was one of those bills that passes and nobody gets no publicity.
Right.
You know. All right. So sex workers are claiming that since they have low-cost services for advertisement of their services, they are being forced into riskier behavior. So like websites like Backpage mm-hmm. or Craigslist personals where they would advertise their services for free, or now they can't do it.
Yeah.
So some are now walking the streets.
Right.
Where before they worked indoors. Some have been forced to cut back on how they screen potential clients, since many of the forums where they warned each other have been shut down.
Right.
The sex workers this is hitting the hardest are people of color, LGBTQ, low-income people, and disabled. I guess that's what's hitting them hardest.
Right.
Companies like Google are deleting pictures without warning to the owners. So if a porn model has naked pictures up there, Google's deleting them.
Which I might add is not illegal to have.
No, it's not.
These sites are just preemptively fucking.
But if they're
people.
Selling them now, it could be interaction, and Google doesn't want
to
be
it's
held.
It's not illegal to sell naked pictures.
No, but if anything happens from that, if they want, I think they're just covering their ass.
That's exactly what I'm saying. They're covering their ass, but basically it's become a big, like, let's just bash on sex workers.
Right.
I am a sex worker. I make fetish films, and I will also session with people. I spank people for money.
Right, no, I understand, work. But if you're a company like Google with everything to lose, you can't take that chance.
Right, like Google has everything to lose.
Sure, like
Google's one of the companies that constructed this debacle.
No, they did support it. But what I'm saying is, if you start you buying one of the models' pictures on there, right? And then all of a sudden you arrange to meet them through their Gmail or whatever, and then you hack up the model, they're probably worried that somebody's going to come after them.
It doesn't even need to go that far. If someone communicates via Gmail or a website and they just engage in sex for money, Google is now liable for
right,
that.
Right, that's what I'm saying. That's why I'm saying Google is deleting all this stuff, because they don't want to be held liable. Yeah. It's the
See,
law.
But the only way that they would be held liable is if the girl is considered to be sex trafficking herself, in which case the state that it occurs in can go after Google, since we're using Google.
That was just the first one I
also,
got to.
Also, she should be able to sue Google for allowing her to sex traffic herself.
No, I don't think you could sue them.
Oh, but that is exactly what that means. As far as I've read, and I've talked to one sex worker lawyer, and he said probably not. But if a state can go after an internet entity for sex trafficking because a girl was prostituting herself, then she is sex trafficking herself. So she should also be able to sue Google for allowing her to do that.
Yeah, I don't know if that would hold up in court. I understand what you're saying.
But
I understand the argument.
I'd love to see it. To see the courts just be slammed with cases like this.
It's like the guy who sticks his hand in the running lawnmower and says, well, there was no warning label.
Right. Well, we have seen that.
Yeah.
We have seen that. So new models and porn performers are losing their primary source of income. Skype no longer allows nude or offensive content. So does that mean if, like, two people who are in some sort of relationship mm-hmm. and they can't, like, sext with each other?
No.
So that's going now,
too.
Yeah,
Skype can – companies like – I think Microsoft owns Skype, right? I think.
Yes. That is
– things like Skype, YouTube, which is Google, Patreon –
the PlayStation platform.
The PlayStation platform. In preparation for the passing of FOSTA, made massive sweeping changes to all of their terms of services.
Yeah, I'm still getting the emails from all these
basically
companies.
Saying that if you do anything remotely sexual, we're killing your account, we're keeping your money.
Now, how would Skype know? If, like, two people are if they're not on one of these sites where you're soliciting people, how would they know? Like, say you got, say.
They're watching you.
Okay. So they are watching
you. Yes.
So if Heather's in Chattanooga and you're in New York and you want to have a Skype session as a married couple,
and then some fucking busybody from Skype decides, oh, let's see what these fucking assholes are up to. And they peek in. I lose my account. She loses her account.
And if we had any money in our Google account,
they keep it.
That is in their terms of service.
Yeah, that's in their terms of service that they get to
money in a Google
they get to steal
for like Google ads or stuff like that.
Yeah, Google ads. PayPal made that same change.
Fuck, I got money in PayPal.
So if you have,
actually, my wife does.
If you have money in PayPal and PayPal suspects you of using their service to engage in some kind of sex work, they will yank your account and keep your money.
Is buying baseball cards off Amazon sex work?
Do you masturbate on the cards?
Sometimes, yes. I'm a big Derek Jeter fan. Big Derek Jeter fan. I go, yeah, Jeets.
Yeah, get yourself some cryptocurrency.
Yeah, but that's what I'll do.
Get some crypto. Get some Bitcoin.
I know a guy. All right. So now you can't. Instagram and Twitter are deleting accounts. Now there was a lot of adult performers that were on Twitter. So are they still on Twitter? Or?
A lot of us. A lot of us are still
deleting. Are they?
Twitter's not deleting. Here's what Twitter is doing. Although Twitter is starting to delete, like, avowed sex workers. If it's in your profile, I have sex for money.
What about porn stars?
So far, they're not deleting porn star accounts. What they're doing is they're shadow banning.
What's that mean?
Shadow banning means that your tweets do not show up in Twitter's search function. So if someone searches for your name on Twitter, unless you're already following them,
okay,
you're not going to find them.
Uh-huh. Interesting.
Like, she's shadow banned on Twitter.
Yeah, I'm shadow banned.
So if I look,
most
so
of the models,
I don't think I follow Heidi Nights. I know we follow each other. Yeah. Your other. So if I searched Heidi Nights,
if you search for tweets as someone who does not follow Heidi Nights, if you go to twitter.com/search or just the search bar
right,
on Twitter.
Right.
And search for at Heidi Nights, you will not find anything.
I don't know if I follow the Heidi Nights. I know I follow the Heather Heidi.
Are you sure it's just they won't find my tweets? But if they look for me, they can find me.
They can find your account and follow you. But if they don't want to follow you, they just want to read your tweets for that day, they can't.
Okay.
All right. I think
that just makes me special.
The problem with that.
Are you considered a sex worker?
Technically.
Yeah.
But you don't have an alter ego.
No, I do. I do everything under my real name.
He's proud of his cock
because I don't give a shit.
like a bajillion Dave Harris's.
Exactly. That's the other thing.
That's true.
When I got into comedy, there were four other Dave Harris's that were comics. I was the dirty one. there was a super clean comic named Dave Harris. There was a magician named Dave Harris, a comedy magician named Dave Harris.
That wasn't you?
No, it wasn't me.
Oh, thought that was.
Oh, I used to make the audience disappear. They just get up and leave.
Funny.
One at a time. Sometimes in mass.
Exactly. So I guess under the technical definition, I am a sex worker. I make adult films, and I have had sex acts on camera.
But I would think your company,
okay,
where you're soliciting people to buy your videos, right, and everything. I would think wouldn't that be an interaction?
I'm largely protected by the camera.
What does that mean?
It falls back under the reason why making adult films isn't prostitution. Because it's a camera.
Okay.
Because I'm making a movie.
Are protected too, right? Yeah. Now, because there's a camera.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. We're not having sex for money. We're making a film for money.
Yeah.
This the film happens to contain a sex act.
So Instagram and Twitter are deleting the accounts of adult performers. At least that's what it says. Because people who frequent sex workers know they're no longer forums where sex workers can warn each other about bad clients, and the sex workers' income has been cut. They're getting more aggressive and dangerous with sex workers.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Sex workers have been reported missing since the implementation of FOSTA.
Yes.
I think that was just April 11th, so
yes,
that's not a long time.
Not a long time.
Yeah.
Sex workers are ditching Gmail, Skype, and regular texting and switching to ProtonMail, Wire, and Signal. What is it, all encrypted?
It's all decentralized, very similar to the blockchain that crypto works on.
Okay.
Another decentralized platform that sex workers are really jumping on is called Switter. It's basically a Twitter clone. Mm-hmm. It's decentralized, so again, there's no centralized. There's no company to prosecute.
But it's still
got to
hurt because most people have never heard of a Switter.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, word spreads fast on the internet.
It's pretty hopping over there.
It grew pretty quick.
Yeah, but I don't know if the average guy looking to meet like a woman, I would think they would go to a Craigslist before they would go to a Switter.
If you were the kind of person who frequented sex workers in the past,
you're already on Twitter.
Guess I'm not that guy.
Yeah, because obviously, you know,
Twitter's not for me.
Yeah, because obviously you've had not you, but if you're the kind of person who has frequented sex workers, you're probably in contact with the girls you've done business with.
That's true.
And so they're
they've told you.
Yeah, they say, hey, get up on this, and you know this is where we are now.
Are we talking about email?
We're talking about Twitter.
get up on this. What a lovely pickup line that is.
So part of the reason that women can't or sex workers can't inform each other too is interesting, because the amendment to 230 that is the FOSTA bill infringes on our First Amendment rights by saying that just speaking about sex work online is a violation. And the
host, if you and I were on Facebook, and we had a conversation, hey, do you know such and such is selling themselves for sex?
It would have to be like I'm informing you of a place to go where you can check out people who are safe to allow them to purchase from you.
Now they have those secret groups on Facebook, which are not what you have to be invited to participate in.
Yeah, I don't.
So I wonder what's happening in those
Facebook
sites.
They're going
probably,
away.
Yeah, make the. We had the one of our groups for just models. We changed. Sandra changed the name.
Yeah.
And that's just for models.
Yeah, but Facebook is cracking down on porn in general, which they should.
I don't like porn on Facebook.
No, I don't think it's.
Doesn't
I don't think it's because there's too
right
many kids
on there.
Yeah,
you know.
There are no kids on Facebook.
Well, there was when it
they're
was.
They're on Snapchat.
I understand. But when it was originated,
like,
there was.
I mean, like hardcore porn.
Yeah, no. I actually saw something where I reported that we made the post where like it was like pedophiles searching for kids and everything on Facebook.
Oh, you found one?
Yeah.
Really?
I never found that.
Made the New York Post.
Wow.
Good for you.
Yeah, back in 2000.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
I'm not the creep I play.
Yeah. We did some good.
And because now here's the thing. Like, you just said that, and you literally shocked us.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's so not prevalent.
No, I mean, it's not prevalent amongst you and the people you hang out with, but it's happening. I mean,
it's happening the same way that people getting hit by lightning is happening. Yeah, it happens.
Yeah, but there's no I got struck by lightning social media site. And you know what?
There is. Don't even say that.
Exactly.
You can't molest lightning. You can't molest lightning. That's the difference.
I'm trying to do an odds comparison. Like with the odds of you getting picked up by a fucking creep online are the same odds as you getting hit by lightning.
There was quite a bit of these sites. This is going back 4 years. I haven't really been involved with that aspect of Facebook since then. It's going back 4 years, but there was a lot of it on there. There was a lot of animal cruelty sites on there that they weren't taking.
They're still on there. I can't stand
it. Yeah, that shit still goes on.
Right. So, I mean.
And that shit is prevalent.
I think they're finally starting to clean it up. I would think the argument against these sex workers' complaints is that prostitution is illegal anyway in the USA, except for Nevada. So eventually the bill would cut down on sex trafficking and prostitution.
That's fine, but we're not talking about prostitution. We're talking about free speech. I can sit here and talk to you about murder.
Right.
We're just having a conversation.
We're not arranging to murder somebody. If we were arranging to murder somebody, that might get the police's interest.
It might.
That probably would. If we were
but
having,
we could also say that we are just talking about arranging a murder, and that's
right.
Totally.
But you would be investigated if it came to the attention that we are a serious conversation was having where we're arranging a murder. That would perk up their eyes, whereas opposed to talking about a murder that happened in the news would not. So I think there's a difference between this prostitute and arranging to engage in sex.
Well, here's the difference. You and I can talk about arranging a murder. We might be investigated. We're not committing a crime. We won't be prosecuted.
Unless they search us and then they find probable cause that we were going to, and then there's violations.
Right,
but there is none. So.
Right, but however,
well, we're not.
However, if I tell
we're
you
we're not committing murder,
yeah, we are not committing.
Nobody here is a prostitute either. Maybe Joe, but he's not here, so it doesn't count.
Right. However,
yeah, really,
if I tell you that you can that there's a girl you can hire. If we're having a conversation on Facebook and I say, hey, you haven't been laid in a while, you can go see this girl. I can now be prosecuted.
Right.
For sex trafficking.
Right.
Because we just had a conversation.
Right. Well,
you have not sought the girl out. You have not paid her. You have not had sex. But I can still be prosecuted.
But that's what I'm saying. I'm saying this. I think this is another way of getting a prostitution. I think that's what this is, because prostitution is illegal in this country.
Right, but talking about prostitution isn't.
No,
at least
but
not at least it wasn't.
No,
before
but
FOSTA.
Suggesting a specific person I could seek out, as opposed to say, "Hey, you should go to a prostitute," is different than going, "Hey, you should see Mandy. You know, she'd do you for X amount." It's a different
conversation.
You think
that somebody that recommends a prostitute should be thrown in jail?
No, I don't think this. I'm just saying the argument. These aren't my positions. I haven't revealed what my position is.
Oh, okay.
But
I thought you were revealing your position.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not at all. I'm giving what their argument is for these things.
My position is that that is a sick, gross violation of the First Amendment of the United States Constitution.
It is. Perhaps. But
definitely.
You know, well, depends on the office and the way the winds are blowing. You never know with this shit. I don't.
No, I disagree. I don't. There's no argument there. It is a sick, gross violation of the First Amendment of the United States Constitution. Anyone who says otherwise is a fucking retard.
Well, see, I'll give you my my personal position. I do believe that prostitution should be legalized. Mm. I believe it should be regulated by the government for everybody's safety, and it should be fucking taxed like every other industry. And you regulate, like, what is it, Amsterdam, where they put it in a specific sections? So do that in specific sections.
Now, here's why that's wrong.
Okay, why is that wrong?
You don't want to legalize prostitution. You want to decriminalize prostitution. The reason you want to decriminalize prostitution as opposed to legalizing it is because you don't want those kinds of regulations, because what those do is those disenfranchise lower-income people. They disenfranchise people who are not going to be able to afford to pay for the regulatory licenses that will become involved in this shit.
I think that's okay. I think it's
See,
okay.
I don't.
I think it's okay if we make people spend money and have a proper place as opposed to the backseat of a
car.
And
then the only people who will be arrested for prostitution are the ones who can't afford to be licensed to do it.
Right.
And
poor
you'll
people.
Be seeing commercials on TV where you can learn about computer technology, massage therapy, prostitution.
Right. But
why can't
there be
what low-end
and high-end prostitution?
Because
what you're suggesting will not allow.
We haven't set a price for the
license. What you're suggesting will not allow for low-end prostitution.
I don't know if that's true. I can make the license X amount, and we take a percentage of the income that the house does business from.
That's not going to happen.
How do you know?
Because I know our government.
And it
but I'm saying
it,
I'm saying what I think should happen. I don't know if it's I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know. We're becoming very puritanical. None of this is going to happen. Right. We're not going to see legalized prostitution anytime soon.
I think we're going to see decriminalized prostitution.
I think that this
debacle is what's going to push it over the edge and make it become decriminalized.
No, I think the sex workers are absolutely right. They're being marginalized and pushed to the shadows.
But
that's exactly where the government wants them.
But they're fighting back.
They're fighting back. Prostitutes are not.
Most people don't care about prostitutes. That's just the reality. Most people don't care about sex workers. They look at them as disposable. I'm not saying it's right or wrong.
Yeah,
but
most people are fucking assholes if they think that.
If
you're out there, if you're listening to this show right now and you don't think very highly of prostitutes, fucking go shoot yourself.
Okay.
Better. Like in the Good Times magazine, you know, before the internet started, you would see all those ads in the Good Times, you know, and it's been there for years and years and years, and people just look at it and go, okay, you know, for them to make a law. I could also sit here and go, well, it's the platform, it's on, it's up to the platform, but it's a law that was passed. It's not up to the platform. So I think in a way they'd be kind of becoming foolhardy on all this, in a way misguided, where it's more on a moral compass than a free speech compass, which I think is wrong, because, you know, you have your right to free speech.
Because fuck people's moral compass.
I know ideally that's where you are, but realistically, you know the country we live in, and we're swinging to the right as far as morality is concerned. That's just where it is right now. Now, it'll swing back
to
the left.
Our president had a lawyer pay a prostitute.
And the right doesn't fucking give a shit about that because it's him. But if you go to their church, they're going to fucking damn you to hell.
We're not going
to
go to
their church. We're not going to their church.
They don't want you.
Fuck their
church. They don't want you. They
in
don't
the
want
mouth,
you.
Pussy and asshole.
Right.
Gavin didn't like that one.
It's a little much.
That's
a little heavy-handed.
Like
a little much.
It's not heavy enough.
All right, so now, do we know of instances where they've actually caught sex traffickers from this?
Yes. No.
No, from that? From Foster?
From Foster?
From before Foster?
Oh, from Foster? No. In fact, I just put an article on my Facebook today where law enforcement is now coming out and saying that Foster is making it more difficult for them to find sex traffickers.
Well, so that's the same thing with the sanctuary cities. It's the same argument. You're pushing it into the shadows. That's the same
exactly.
argument.
Exactly. Now, I'm going to preface this by saying I have no love for the fucking scumbags that run Backpage.
I don't know them.
They knowingly took money from child sex traffickers. They're fucking scum, they need to burn in hell and go to jail.
Well, should LA be fucked in the mouth like a church as well?
Yes.
Or?
Okay. Yes, they should.
Should they be fucked in the mouth like a church?
With the same dick. With the very same dick.
Now, would that dick be spit on? I don't know. Like, I don't.
No, totally be ass to mouth.
Yeah, ass to mouth.
Ass to mouth, no spitting.
Yeah.
Serious conversation.
But here's the thing. There was a raid on their office, and all of their entire board of directors were arrested prior to FOSTA being signed into law by Trump. So the existing laws allowed for that, because they were the central figures, and they were the primary focus of the crafting of this law. The existing laws that were in place allowed for them to be prosecuted.
Yeah,
there was no need for FOSTA.
If you catch them, but I think what they're trying to do is they're trying to make third parties.
I could tell you exactly what they did.
No, but what I'm saying is I think they're trying to make the third parties
responsible. We can think about what they want to do, or we can actually know.
I totally know what they did. Before FOSTA was even enacted, there was already a stipulation in the section that said that if the law that was being broken was a federal offense, that they were no longer protected under the umbrella of Section 230 of
the Communications Decency Act.
Yeah, the Communications Decency Act.
So you think this was just to go after sex workers?
Yes.
Just to go after sex workers.
And that goes back to my point. You guys aren't going to hear it. Nobody gives a shit about sex. Because
here's the thing.
Well, we do, and we're somebody.
Yeah.
I know that.
Because here's the thing.
You're somebody, Davin.
I'm barely a nobody on my good days.
So many of the Senate and Congress co-sponsors of FOSTA.
Bipartisan, by the way.
Bipartisan. If you dig through their dirty laundry. And a lot of this has been verified, and I'll fucking.
Are you going to tell me they're hypocrites? Because I'm not going to believe you, my friend. I do not see that.
A good portion of them have either themselves been caught with prostitutes,
of course,
or their spouses.
Mad about it.
Listen, here's the way this changes. If there's enough sex workers that are in enough districts where they can affect votes to overturn, or bring it to court. You know, bring it to the.
That's ultimately what's going to happen. What's going?
Are there lawsuits in action?
What's ultimately, because no one's been prosecuted under falsity. I take that back. They have amended the indictments against the Backpage board of directors.
So that
because there's another fucked up thing about FOSTA. FOSTA violates the writ of habeas corpus because when they signed it, they made it retroactive, which violates the writ of habeas corpus.
Meaning you could go after somebody for a law that exists now that not exist before. So I know I'm explaining it.
No, I know you.
Okay.
I'm just.
Maybe some of your listeners don't know
what
that means.
I was nodding to you that I knew, but go on, please.
So they have actually amended the indictments against the board of directors of Backpage to include violations of FOSTA. But they're literally, to my knowledge, at this present moment, the only people being prosecuted under this law.
So what do you think of them taking down like sites like My Ex-Girlfriend, My Ex-GF? What was that? It was revenge porn sites.
Oh, that was illegal already.
Yeah, revenge porn. It's I'm not certain of this. So if someone out there knows that I'm wrong about this, please correct me.
We get letters.
I seem to recall reading about a state Supreme Court case, not a federal Supreme Court case, but a state Supreme Court case that deemed that shutting down revenge porn websites was a First Amendment violation.
Really?
Hmm. Well, that's not going to win any popularity contests.
I'm not particularly pleased about that either because revenge porn is fucked up.
Yeah.
It's a violation of privacy.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're publishing somebody without their consent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because when somebody sends you whatever it is, a dick pic, a video, it's just meant for your eyes. Now, unless it gets hacked, then it's a whole different ballgame.
The only law I could think of is the one that the celebrities lose out on all the time because you can't have a reasonable expectancy of privacy if you're a celebrity. But these girls
But that's if you're just walking around in public.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't imagine. I don't agree with that one. I would have to see how they stated it.
Yeah, I saw that, and I was a little bit taken aback because if you can't tell, I'm a big free speech guy. But I was taken aback by that. I'm like, no, that's not right because you're violating that person's right to privacy. That was not meant for public eyes.
So is FOSTA affecting you guys?
Not at present, not directly.
You're still able to get the actresses you need, and
yeah,
because none of that's illegal.
Yeah, so. Nothing we're doing at the present
because
moment
of the camera.
Illegal, because of the camera.
No, I'm
yeah, it is. I know. Yeah,
it's sex for money, but the camera changes everything.
And not everything
well,
we
no,
do
it's,
is sex either.
It's film performance. for money.
You're not that good of an actor.
He's pretty good.
I don't need to be a good actor in that case. I have the law on my side.
No, but I'm saying, but you're engaging in a sexual act, and, you know, theoretically, there's money for it.
Yeah.
That's sex for money. But there's a camera, which is what you pointed out, so it makes it okay.
Yeah.
So right. Now it's an art.
Right. Yeah. Because she's performing. She's not doing it because she wants to.
It's a job.
She's being paid to give a performance.
Hookers are doing it because they want to either.
Dave doesn't like it. No, Dave thinks everybody sucks his cock because they want to. They just line up.
Because they want to is not part of the argument. I just thought it was a funny thing. they're not doing it because
like
they want
to. Like it's the deli. Everybody takes a number just to service you.
That's no, because here's the thing. And
that's
this
what
is,
our house is like. You should see it.
And this is
line up
here's
women
the,
just taking numbers.
Exactly. And here's the thing that people don't realize. If you're out there, you're listening to this, you're all whores. You all prostitute yourselves.
You're good with people.
I am. You're all prostitute to your employers. You're selling yourself to your employer. You're using your body parts to engage in work for money. That's all prostitutes are doing. They're just using a particular body part that some people have a moral problem with them using because of some goofy religious bullshit.
Some Victorian fucking layover.
Yeah, exactly. Some ridiculous notion that you know we need to control female sexuality. No,
those
we
male
don't.
Prostitutes as well. It's not female sexuality anymore.
It's not. But most of the it's all based around female sexuality.
I don't think they want to see two guys reaming each other for money either. It makes you feel any better?
I don't think they want to.
In regards to the prostitution, are they very upset, you know, concerned about the prostitution because sometimes it could be connected to drugs and crime? And,
No,
because a lot of that is largely false. Here's another interesting statistic. Sex trafficking prior to FOSTA was down literally to almost unquantifiable numbers. Prior to FOSTA, the entire pitch was that sex trafficking was rampant.
Yeah, but you know this
country
doesn't give a shit about statistics.
Well, like their statistics that they were trying to push were the child sex trafficking. Like they were claiming that they were doing this because of child sex trafficking, but it hasn't. There's no mention. The word child is not even
again.
In
do you know
the
where
bill.
We live? We live in a country that's going to build a fucking wall for billions of dollars when immigration.
Sometimes
is fucking...
I don't understand what you're arguing about. For
no, I'm not arguing.
Against. Yeah, okay.
No, I'm not. I'm saying.
Yeah, I know where we live.
We do crazy shit. That's what this country does.
We live in a country where it's unconstitutional for them to do what they're doing, and it's eventually.
But somebody has to go to the court.
Somebody's got to go to the court and fight.
Yeah, at the end of the day, someone is going to need to be arrested, go to be prosecuted, and then this is going to need to be fought.
But the court is swinging to the right. You know, if one of the four liberal justices, and I don't even know if the liberal justices would rule in favor.
I would actually lean on the conservative justices to find because if history has proven out anything, it's the conservative justices that have erred on the side of the Constitution.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if Gorsuch's going to make that argument. Scalia might have made that argument.
I miss Scalia. Scalia got a bad rap. He did some goofy shit, but I miss Scalia because Scalia was an old-school constitutionalist, and he was good for the Supreme Court. And it's a shame that he's dead.
I think a lot of people, particularly his family, feel that way.
Yeah, and it was a shock, too. I mean, he died suddenly. So
that's fucking old. It's not a shock when old people die. It's just what happens, Joe. It wasn't 25.
Old. But he wasn't that old.
Was he in his 70s?
He's old for a tomato.
I don't know the answer to that question.
I think he was probably late 60s.
I think he was in the 70s. Either way, you know, he wasn't
still on the Supreme Court. I mean, how old is Ginsburg? I think
no, Joe. People can live into their 90s. I'm just saying when people die
in
their
70s. No one on the show.
Exactly, exactly. I'm just saying when people die in their 70s, let's not call it a shock anymore. That's all I'm saying. When Melania had to go away for a week because she has a kidney ailment, that's a shock. Nobody saw that coming. When an old fat judge dies, go, that makes sense. You know.
I'm unfamiliar with this kidney ailment.
Oh, Melania's in the hospital for a week.
Oh, was she?
She is. Had a kidney procedure.
Is this confirmed?
By Melania and Donald.
Are we sure Melania is not off having her own Stormy Daniels moment?
If she was smart, she would be.
She had a bad enough problem that she had to have a procedure?
It's like a major one, too.
Wow, that's terrible.
But, so
it's going to work out great.
She's got the greatest
kidneys. Nobody's got better kidneys than Melania, let me tell you.
poor guy. Who's going to pee on him now? Melania's out of the house.
No.
All right. Speaking of...
Well, he could find somebody if he didn't sign that fucking bill.
Speaking of Trump and piss, and Trump pissed me off, which is shocking as it is. So the Trump administration has quietly eliminated funding for NASA's research program that tracks greenhouse gases around the world. According to Science... I guess it's a magazine. I don't think it's the whole fucking field
of
science.
Yeah, the whole field of science. According to Science.
We're cutting funding for science. All science.
Don't give them any fucking ideas, please.
We don't need science anymore. We have Trump.
It's like you're in the cabinet meetings.
I know. I should be in Trump's cabinet.
You can go crazy, too. According to Science, the Carbon Monitoring System, CMS, tracks the world's flow of carbon dioxide from space. Such a system is critical to monitoring any improvements or failures in attempts to cut the pollution linked to climate change. NASA spokesman Steve Cole, there's a lot here. Steve Cole told the magazine that the program was canceled due to budget constraints and higher priorities within the science budget. Usually this is mentioned, the Congress battles for it. Nobody fucking said anything. It was a $10 million annual budget. $10 million. You can buy a middle infielder for about $10 million, by the way. You could buy, like, the second baseman on the Mets and probably have money left over.
Right. You can rent an apartment for a month.
In Manhattan.
Well, that's the other way of looking at it. You could get a parking space in a garage for your bicycle for 2 months in the city of Manhattan. Although existing grants will finish, Cole said, no new projects will be undertaken for the fiscal year, which resumes in 2019. Many of the projects CMS has tracked involve how effectively forests, including tropical forests, trap carbon dioxide. Carbon measurements were also critical for compliance with air pollution reduction goals, such as those required by the Paris Climate Agreement. In June 2017, Trump announced pulled out of that. He said, if you cannot measure emissions reductions, you cannot be confident that countries are adhering to the agreement, said Tufts University Environment Professor Kelly Sims Gallagher. She also called canceling the NASA program a, quote, grave mistake. Climate change expert Rachel Licker. Hey, fucking character for you guys. Rachel Licker of the Union of Concerned Scientists. Oh, that sounds awful. Ugh. They could have come up with a better name.
Rachel.
Union of Concerned Scientists. It sounds like somebody Batman will fight.
Union of Concerned Science.
What, Joe?
You could just see a bunch of pissed off scientists there, and that's their emblem.
Yes.
All have PMS.
Yes. the Union of Concerned Scientists also told the BBC that dismantling CMS will adversely affect our ability to track flows of carbon through our land, oceans, and atmosphere. Europe has one carbon monitoring satellite of its own and is on track to develop more. As the U.S. under Trump turns increasingly to fossil fuels, including coal, experts warn that it will see developing cutting-edge technology focusing on pollution reduction and alternative fuels to other nations. We really shoot ourselves in the foot if we let other people develop the technology and lose that edge in the economies of the future. Phil Duffy, president of Woods Hole Research Center, again, another one, Massachusetts. So I'll tell you what, we're really helping.
Nice.
That sounds like it should be a title of a movie.
I'm just going to take this Foster paper.
Bill. It's a great fucking article.
I'm shoot this as is.
Guys, is this like another example of like Trump just doing shit out of spite to Obama? Is that what this
That's
is?
That's what it seems like, it's, yeah.
Nothing else makes sense.
I think the connection of it is pretty much us pulling out of the Paris Climate Accord, and basically this is a side effect of it. And I think the bottom line is that it's they're tracking the world's flow of carbon dioxide, and I think maybe Trump feels that maybe other countries should be paying into this as well as the Paris Climate Accord.
Paying into it and giving up our fucking technology so we can't monitor it are two totally different things. We're losing the edge. He wants America to be great, the world leader. Why would we give this up when we're one of the leaders in this?
Because a lot of the Fortune 500 companies, all their factories are cutting back on carbon emissions voluntarily, which are reducing the levels of the carbon emissions anyway.
Yeah, it's almost like the shit's real.
I'm sorry?
It's almost like climate change is fucking real.
But what I'm saying is this: maybe the thought is there that they're going to renegotiate because we're still in the accord. We can't exit the accord for another couple of years. So it might be in conjunction to the accord. This is out of the budget for this cycle, and maybe they felt that we'll pull it out of the budget till the accord gets settled. A lot of companies are going to their own lower carbon footprint anyway, where the monitoring on this, if it's going down and we're lowering it, maybe we don't need to monitor or spend the money on it at this juncture.
If that is the case,
that might be an overview to it.
If that is the case, and I'm not knowledgeable enough in this topic to be able to say if that is indeed
true. Well, can't all be sex trafficking, pal?
Exactly. I'm kind of a one issue guy.
You had the floor on that, dude. I had nothing to say. I'm learning on that. But on this, like I said, I'm being the devil's advocate here. But this could be the reasoning behind it, where they don't want to spend the money, they don't want to spend the money until they get the renegotiate the accord. They figured, maybe we can have this, the other countries pay for this, share in the cost, and the footprint is being lowered because a lot of companies are taking the initiative to get a lower carbon footprint anyway.
Yeah, but our EPA, because Obama put in restrictions where the American car companies were going to have to reduce emissions. I don't remember by what the year was. And our EPA said, nah, fuck that shit. We're not doing that. So this is the Trump administration being a bunch of douches to the earth.
Well, it could be the EPA, it could be the car companies. Sometimes they've been forcing that, and it's driven up the costs of the cars. The cars are probably running at a lower emission level anyway. A lot of it, and this is up to debate. I mean, a lot of it, we could sit and do a show till 7 o'clock tomorrow morning talking about overreach. And if we had to talk about overreach, we'd have to sit and go line by line by line.
That would be a fascinating show.
A lot of the stuff on this is the administration, and like I said, I'm just being a devil's advocate. A lot of this is what the administration feels is overreach. And that's what we're working on.
It's our fucking satellite.
One of the things that people bash Trump for that I don't bash Trump for.
Look at you trying to make friends.
And I'll actually side with Joe on this for a portion of this. is just the general argument of government versus privatization.
That's fine.
If I'm not mistaken, the argument that Joe's making is that the United States government is sort of passing the buck on this in hopes that the private sector will pick up the ball.
See, I don't take it like that. I take it we're passing it off to Europe. That let them fucking build it, and they're going to have the cutting edge of the technology. Which, if you want, shouldn't we?
Here's the issue with that, and here's where I come back over to you.
The good side
is well, no, the fucking socialist commie side.
Well, you're a libertarian. What are you doing over here?
Exactly. Because of rampant socialism in Europe, and because European nations take so much of the money from their corporations, that it behooves Europe as a socialist state, as a grouping of socialist states, the European Union, to have their government pick up the ball because their corporations don't have the money to pick up the ball.
Well, our corporations certainly have a lot of money.
If the logic is that Trump and his cabinet is pawning this off in hopes that our private sector will pick up the ball, I'm on board with that. With that said, American corporations have a horrendous track record when it comes to picking up the ball. They don't do it. I get so excited when I hear about cutbacks in regulations because it's like, yeah, the fucking free market needs to run this shit because I'm a big free market guy. But then they don't.
They're
fucking terrible at it. They just don't do it.
Can I ask you a question? Just the way things are nowadays, and optics is such a big deal, and everybody's looking over at everybody's shoulder at everybody. Do you feel the incentives for these big corporations to really be proactive on this would be beneficial to them? Due to optics over, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but if we worried about optics, wouldn't the president be worried? Hey, maybe I don't gotta piss off everybody with this. It's fucking $10 million. Let's just keep this program going.
Well, no, but
it's only $10 million.
$10 million, which is
no.
It's a lot to us, but for the government, they spend that on paperclips. It's fucking nothing.
But I understand that, and my assumption on this. Is this might be because he was telling all the agencies to cut back. If this was something that was not, part of the
cut back on what?
Because the feeling is they may renegotiate this deal because we're not out of it. that then they could put it in the next budget cycle.
Which deal has he renegotiated successfully that I'm missing?
But they're looking to renegotiate. I'm saying if they're planning on to...
Who are they renegotiating with? It's a fucking satellite! Who are they renegotiating with? Martians?
It's not actually a satellite. The other one of the European countries have a satellite. This was developed. A system was developed by engineers to monitor the carbon footprint up around Alaska, and that whole process was about $10 million. That's what they're doing now. Like I said, I think this is a byproduct of the Paris Climate Accord and them trying to figure out if they're going to renegotiate it or not. I'm not saying it's a brilliant idea. I'm not saying that it's a bad idea. I'm saying that it is a casualty of it or a result of it.
Oh, I agree. It's a casualty of the Climate Accord. But it's how Trump thinks. I don't think Trump has an eye towards the future. I think Trump is thinking about short-term political wins. His base looks as like, yeah, fuck Obama, that tree hugger. And Trump can take that as red. That's how I honestly think he looks at it. And a lot of his base does. Not everybody who voted for Trump, but the people who go to those fucking rallies and applauded his stupid applaud lines, which are clearly lies because he said the opposite thing 10 minutes ago, those fucking people will applaud at that shit.
I actually saw, I forget what the tweet was. Trump literally wrote a two-sentence tweet, and the two sentences contradicted each other.
But Dave, in his defense...
In one tweet.
Dave, in his defense, he was renegotiating with the other sentence.
That's a good point.
They were trying to get a better sentence.
Aww, poor Joe. Come on, he's not here.
He's there.
Right. But like I said, the whole thing, he ran on that accord, getting out of that the climate accord, and basically what they were saying is by 2040, I know it's years away, but they were looking long term on this, that there could be 2 million lost jobs and $3 trillion lost GDP, $3 trillion of lost GDP around that time. So I get and he ran on that pulling out of it. Now, I'm just explaining. My idea of what's going
man,
on.
The future.
Well, this is what needs to be done. What I'm saying is on a whole, he doesn't like the agreement. He's trying to renegotiate. One of the victims of this is the whole thing with the carbon footprint.
Well, Joe, as I said, he hasn't successfully renegotiated a fucking thing yet. He hasn't renegotiated TPP. Hasn't renegotiated the Paris Climate Accord. He hasn't renegotiated the Iran deal. And I guess what the Korea thing is, the Korea summit is now up in the air. So when he starts renegotiating shit, I'll give you the benefit of the doubt, Joe. I'll go, you know what?
Okay.
But until then, I can't do it.
Let me ask you a question. David and I were talking before the show that I'm very much. I'm not interested in who the president is, as long as they're doing shit that I like. That's bottom line.
Right.
And so every president who's been president since I've been alive, I have in a vacuum I look at what they're doing and I'm like, all right, I like that, I like that, I don't like that, I don't like that. That sucks. He's being a dick now. Yeah,
he's being a dick.
I see, and I saw this during Obama, and I see it now during Trump. Blind followership, where federal politics has become like professional wrestling, where you root for your guy, no matter what the fuck he does, and no matter what he does, you will say whatever ridiculous, convoluted shit comes out of your mouth to justify what your guy is doing. Now, I ask this of a lot of my friends who support Trump and continue to support Trump. And so I'm not going to ask you. In the year or so that he has been president, it's even been less than a year.
He's been president more than a year.
He has been president more than a year.
Time flies.
Yeah, exactly. Has Trump enacted any kind of policy that you are not fond of as a Trump supporter?
Good question.
Yes. As a matter of fact, I think the whole thing with redoing Obamacare was another disaster. I think he was going by what
Paul Ryan and those guys were saying. Basically, he did not do a good job on it. He made something that was worse than Obamacare. You know, and you know, he went with what everybody was saying to him, and it turned out to be another failure. And there's a lot of other things. A lot of times they'll be on the show, Davin, and like I tell Davin all the time, and Davin will agree, I go line by line with everything. I mean, there'll be nights when Davin will go, you know, there'll be a topic with dealing with Trump, and Davin will go, okay, Joe, what do you think?
I think we got one coming up after this.
Yeah, and I'm like, I agree. And he'll go, well, we got another 20 minutes. What do you mean agree, asshole? Yeah. We're supposed to have a long fight here. And I'm like, no, I go line by line. Now, like I said, on this, I am not marching lockstep on my opinion on this. This is my opinion and assumption of what's going on. And $10 million is a drop in that, is chump change. So I'm not, you know, on that, I'm not saying, well, that's a lot of money. No, in federal dollars, no. I'm just making an assumption why they went there. And I believe it's due in part to that they pulled out of the Paris Climate Agreement, and this is why they're doing that. Couple of things have to happen here. Number one, they have to make sure, you know, they have to watch the emission levels. If the emission levels go up, there's a problem.
But this monitors that. This is what that's for.
Yeah, that's what that $10 million was for.
Yeah, I know. But what I'm, you know, what I'm saying is my thought that their thought is that they're figuring that a lot of big companies are lowering their carbon footprint, so maybe it's not needed. And I'm like I said, it's my assumption of the situation.
Right, but this didn't just monitor the United States.
It's not my lockstep opinion on this.
This didn't just monitor the United States carbon footprint. It monitored the world. So even if our companies lower their carbon footprint, we need to know if it's still going up, because then you go, hey, to India or China, go, hey, ease the fuck up. Now we can't do that.
And
that's how they would say it, too. Ease the fuck up.
Ease the
fuck up.
Again,
China has
horrendous the thought is
ecological record with regards
to
carbon
why
emissions.
Why are we picking up the whole $10 million on it?
Because it's ours!
But I'm just saying, it's part of the Paris Accord.
Listen, there's not a player on the Mets worth $10 million, but yet somebody's picking up the fucking bill.
I understand. Maybe it's flawed logic. Maybe possibly it is flawed logic. But what I am telling you is that's what I feel why they're doing this.
Wouldn't it be better?
Do you want to renegotiate it? You know, and like I said, do I feel it's a good idea? If they could start to negotiate and decide what they're going to do on this. Maybe it is.
Why can't negotiate how much fucking Ben Carson's dining room table cost? Why does a dining room table have to cost us $31,000?
Let's get away from the whataboutism for a minute.
Good point.
Because that's some whataboutism.
But it was funny. But it was funny.
It was funny.
I was going for the joke.
I'm not going to sit here and argue about Ben Carson. What the fuck he buying up all this fancy shit for? You know.
So now, Joe, my question is this.
Yeah.
Would it not be better? As the United States, for what amounts to a measly $10 million, and again, a lot of money to the four of us, not a lot of money to the federal government at all, for a measly $10 million, for us to hold the keys to that kingdom so that if other countries in the world are not living up to their end of the bargain, now we have the evidence to renegotiate. Now we have the evidence to say, you're fucking this up. You need to get your shit right, or we're gonna, you know, whatever is part of this agreement, we're no longer obliged to hold up our end because you're fucking it up. Because we had the for a lousy $10 million, we owned the fucking monitoring system.
Right, and that's a very good point. You know what? We could be fucking this up. You know, like I said, I'm not saying here and go, I think this is a brilliant idea, and I believe Trump is absolutely right. I don't feel that way. If I was the president, I would want to hear those pros and cons. And to tell you the truth, if you came to me and you gave me that argument, I would go, you're absolutely right. And for $10 million, it's a drop in the bucket. You know, sometimes you're caught in a bureaucracy. You know, and bureaucracies do stupid shit.
All right. Well, now as long as we got Joe in pretzel mode, I got one more for you, pal. I got one more for you to try to twist some logic in. So what was yesterday? We had dedicated the new embassy, U.S. embassy in Jerusalem.
Yeah.
And I don't want to discuss whether we should have or shouldn't have, because that could go on forever. I'm not even going to judge whether we should have or shouldn't have.
Although, to be honest, I'm curious of your thought. A, as an American, and B, as a Jew.
If we were gonna do it, we were gonna take something off the table. If we were gonna do it, because that was a big chip. Perhaps we should have gotten something from Netanyahu.
Okay,
you know, because that's a big fucking win for him too. So, I mean, you know, if you're the president of the United States and you're going to piss off all of our Arab allies, you're going to put Saudi Arabia in a bad position and Jordan in a bad position because their fucking streets are going to be on fire and those governments are trying to work with us and we're kind of working with Israel. You're going to do this? You better fucking get something. And we didn't get anything, but like I said, another short-sighted political win for Trump's base. Promise kept, and Netanyahu. We didn't get anything from it. So, as
but
a Jew...
Yeah, we do. Israel does all our dirty work for us when it comes to, like, you know, I mean, they do all our dirty work when it comes to handling stuff in that region. I mean,
that's not going to make them more popular in the area.
And I don't necessarily think that's true.
No, it's not true. We do plenty of dirty shit.
Anything against Palestine.
No, that's not true. I mean, yeah, does Israel, we're very close. Israel and the United States are very close and share intelligence. I mean, so much
share
so.
Weapons and.
And so much so that the weapons.
Share demolition equipment for knocking down people's houses when we take over their land.
We share so much intelligence, the president wants to share it with the Russians in the Oval Office. That's how much intelligence we share.
He gets confused about which Jews he wants to give the information to.
Exactly. Good Jews, bad Jews. Anyway, that's not the point. I don't want to get into that.
Yes.
So I'm not gonna be like, you know, just, oh, this is my team and it hurts my team. No, I don't fucking know. I just wish the great negotiator would have negotiated something good for the United States and maybe benefited the region. He didn't do that.
Nixon.
Whatever.
Nixon?
There's a lot of comparisons.
Oh, you mean Trump.
A lot of comparisons. So anyway, Jeffress is a Dallas-based pastor and known supporter of President Trump, said over the weekend that he'd be leading the prayer at the dedication of the new embassy. Huh. He's a preacher, evangelical preacher. So, according to the report from Harrods,
why are evangelicals even going anywhere near Israel?
Because in order for Christ to come back, it has to be Jerusalem has to be in the hand of the Jews.
To come back,
I know you guys don't believe, but there's other
people. Jews have to convert,
right?
That's right. You need to accept Christ as your savior, Devin.
I don't even accept Joe as my co-host. So let's fucking slow down. Let's just fucking slow down with what I'm going to accept.
Same thing. Same thing. Wise choice.
Same thing. It's Joseph Christ from the beach studio.
And you've nailed me to a cross many a times, my friend.
I certainly have. I'll tell you what. He doesn't walk in water, but he does like to live by the water. So I see the comparisons.
And now he's trying to lock up Mary Magdalene.
Yeah, sure. Listen, Joe wishes he had the abs of Christ. Let's just be honest about things. As do I.
That'd be a great workout program.
The
we should
abs of Christ.
Abs of Christ.
I got the joke. Fucking let it go. It's part of the act. That's why you never see fucking Buddha up there. So fat he can't fucking nail it to a cross. Anyway, enough. Pissing off religion.
That's what
just
I
to be made nice with the prostitution
makes the cross
community.
Look like a Charlie Brown tree.
It's a Charlie Brown tree.
The Christmas.
Oh, the Christmas tree. Oh, as a Jew, I didn't believe in that episode. Anyway. So anyway, according to a report from Harrods, Jeffress has made derogatory remarks about Islam in the past, calling it a religion that promotes pedophilia and heresy in the
accurate.
Pit of hell. We don't need you. You're not speaking at the embassy, so it's okay what you think. He also called Mormonism a cult that is not true, a part of Christianity.
Accurate.
Again, you're not speaking at the embassy.
I don't disagree with anything this guy says.
I'm kind of on board with this guy.
It's not a matter of whether you disagree. Nobody's asking you to fucking speak at the embassy in Jerusalem. You can say whatever you want here, but nobody's looking at you as a fucking world leader.
I'm a magister from the Church of Satan.
Yeah, I'm a magister in the Church of Satan.
Oh, your invitation must have got lost in
exactly.
The mail.
Exactly.
I love when Dave's on the show because Davin and I get called on the carpet. Don't you know?
He's not calling me on the carpet. I don't give a shit about his views or Dave's views. I don't give a shit. I'm not Dave will actually have dinner with. Fuck this guy. But I know Dave's a good person. But this guy sounds like a prick. But either way. And he also said you can't be saved by being a Jew. And then he also had Hagee or another fucking evangelical that said Hitler was sent as a tool of God or something like that.
Oh, jeez.
So these are the people.
Yeah, that's there. Okay, there's where I deviate.
All right. Glad we found your line.
Hitler was bad.
But that's only because God didn't send anyone because he's not real.
I understand. You're down with Hitler, just not down with God. I got it.
Well, no, down with them both.
Okay, good. Anyway, listen, I don't give a shit what these Nimrods think. But really, we're opening up a fucking embassy in the Holy Land. That's, whether you believe in religion or not, that city is important to Jews, Muslims, and Christians. Do we really need to be sending people that shit on all those religions there?
Why aren't we having a rabbi and a priest at this?
Well, because that's not a bar.
I got it.
No, they were there was a rabbi there. But there might have been other clergymen, other Christian clergymen. But
Christian clergy,
yeah. Dated Billy Joel for like a nanosecond. But do we need these people there having these awful things on the record? Is that who the United States, is that who Trump should be sending?
I'm sure there were better Christians.
But can I ask
picked.
A question? How about Obama with Jeremiah?
Here we go.
Okay, now Joe with the what about it.
Not how about Joe. We're not playing the how about game.
I'm sorry?
We're not playing the how about game.
I've instituted a ban on whataboutism, Joe.
We're playing that how about game because basically you can't sit there and denounce this, the administration's pick on this, when Obama, you know, with
why not?
Jeremiah Wright,
what if we also...
Obama's not president anymore.
All right, Reverend Wright. Yes, I remember. Weren't you outraged about Reverend Wright and the hateful things he said? Now you're not outraged because it's your team? You just fucked yourself.
I'm still as outraged. Were you as outraged?
Yeah, I didn't think it was good, and Obama distanced himself.
Was
he didn't hire
the guy who talked black, and he was a white guy
long,
with glasses.
Long
that was Farrakhan.
Time for Obama to distance him.
That was an actual black guy.
No, Obama distanced himself before he was president. By the way, Donald Trump sends these are the guy that are going to speak on our behalf, American citizens, at a very controversial embassy. These are the guys he fucking sent. So it's not the equivalent, Joe. And yeah, I didn't think Reverend Wright was good peeps that I wanted to hang out with. But
I do believe it was the equivalent. I also think Mitt Romney's grandstanding on it.
Grandstanding?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I think I know what he's talking about, because Mitt Romney released a statement about Jefferson.
Oh, yeah, I don't give a shit what Mitt Romney says. I think Mitt Romney was right, but I don't give a shit what Mitt Romney. I'm just saying, as an American citizen, I don't want this person representing me there. I want a good person.
Yeah, I don't agree, Joe. I don't agree with that correlation.
There are no good people in the clergy.
Oh, for Christ's sakes, as we were talking about. No, but couldn't we get better clergymen? I know you're not a Christianity fan, but don't you think there's better priests that we could have gotten than this guy?
Father Abraham from St. Charles Parish in Port Jefferson, New York, would have been awesome. when I was still being dragged to
was he a good guy?
Yeah, I actually got along with him. He was a good dude.
So then he would have been a better
person. Plus he was Indian, so he would have had that accent.
That makes it anything funny.
It would have been hilarious.
Exactly. I think this is just Trump throwing a bone to his fucking evangelical base. Go, here you go. Because I don't think he's representing us with this shit. I think he's just doing something that helps him politically.
I am super uncomfortable with evangelicals doing anything in the Middle East.
Yeah, well, me too.
They all want to cause the rapture to happen.
That's what Pence wants.
Yeah, they want to bring on the second coming. Get those fucking weirdos out. I don't want them in the Middle East.
Yeah, unless they're being beheaded, evangelicals don't belong in the Middle East.
Rabbi. I will accept a priest or some hierarchy of the Catholic Church. That's okay. And maybe some kind of Methodist or something. But I do not like these evangelical, you know.
But that's Trump's base.
And who did, now, also just to clarify, Mormons, he said, was a cult?
Yes.
That is absolutely true.
I understand. But again, I'm not saying
whether I understand
it's true.
That, you know,
I think all religions are a cult. But no, but I'm not speaking
sometimes
there.
Bad people say correct things.
I read that book. Excellent.
Thanks.
But no, but again, nobody's asking. We're not representing the United States at a very controversial embassy in the holiest city in the whole wide world. So we can say what we think. And you know what? We're only held accountable by the people who listen and people with work that we might have to deal with. We're not representing.
Maybe you are.
What? Yeah. We're not representing our nation. It's a little much. Yeah. It's a little much to pick these two guys. And you're fine with this, Joe?
On that, I just think it's, you know, it's hypocritical. And these are the guys he say. I mean, you know, that's the guy he sent. He sent a whole bunch of people over there. I mean, you know, I'm still taking my stance on basically, you know, the whole thing with Jeremiah Wright. Oh, yeah.
Don't you want Trump to do better than Obama did?
On this. I'm sorry?
I said, wouldn't you want Trump to do better than Obama did?
Yeah, I most likely do. But, you know, they're standing over here, and this is just a great opportunity for Mitt Romney to grandstand.
We're not really focusing on the Mitt Romney thing.
We're on, like, a merry-go-round.
Right. So if you're upset about Obama and the relationship with Jeremiah Wright, which you should be, because it was fucked up.
Jeremiah wrong.
Exactly.
Jeremiah was a bullfrog.
was not a good friend of mine. If that upset you, and rightly so, how does this not upset you? When Jeffers is now being literally sent out almost as sort of a religious ambassador, whereas Jeremiah Wright was just basically preaching from his pulpit.
Just a dude. Just Obama's preacher for
a
while.
Yeah, was just Obama's preacher for a while. Not only is this guy, you know, one of Trump's, you know, preachers.
He's a backer.
He's a backer, and now he's being sent out as part of Trump's administration.
Right.
So how does that not upset you?
But do you think if Mitt Romney never said anything?
All right, let's forget about Mitt Romney for a second. How does this not upset you?
What I'm saying is that, you know, to tell you the truth, religion always has extreme things to say. And they sent the U.S. delegation over there, and this is the guy that they sent. If he's leading it in prayer, you know, I mean,
okay. And how are you not upset by the fact that they sent this guy?
For the simple fact that if I went through 8 years and I know, well, don't go back into history, I'm not going to sit here, you know, it's like I'm not going to be upset anymore because I had to sit through 8 years of Al Sharpton being ushered into the White House. Through Jeremiah Wright, I had to hear the cops being disgraced by the Attorney General. So you want to know something? They're sending it there. Yeah, maybe Trump's being better, but let me tell you something. If I have to sit 8 years and just be all shucked about that, they're sending this guy on the dedication. Well, you want to know something? So be it.
So what's good for the goose is good for the gander, is what you're saying.
What's good for the goose, yes. What's good for the goose is good for the gander.
So it doesn't matter if it's bad for the country as long as your guy's doing it, it's okay.
I don't think the country really can until Mitt Romney brought this up.
I don't know if that's true.
I don't think anybody.
I didn't even know Mitt Romney. I forgot Mitt Romney brought this up until you reminded me.
Mitt Romney.
Yeah, no one gives two shits about Mitt Romney.
Yeah, the only people that care about Mitt Romney are like the people in Utah. We're all over Mitt Romney. But as an American, I'm upset by this. I don't want these guys representing us. I didn't vote for that. I mean, I didn't vote for Trump, but Trump's president. But I didn't vote for these type of people to be representing us as a nation.
Mm-hmm. Well, you want to know something? I mean, look, I spent 8 years disagreeing with almost everything the last administration has done, and I've had to sit here and be told that's not who we are. You know. So what comes around goes around.
So this is who we are?
You know, I mean, they sent the guy out, and it's something that a rhetoric the guy says. They send him out, and nobody cares. If Mitt Romney didn't say anything, nobody really would have cared. But, so, you know, he wants to grandstand to make his name, and now everybody's upset.
I think people knew who Mitt Romney was before this.
I think he was well known.
Didn't he run for president once or twice?
I think he was a governor. Did he do something with the Olympics?
Didn't he actually write the bill that eventually became Obamacare?
But as much as it, you know, people say, well, Trump's got sour grapes against people. Romney's got sour grapes against Trump.
Who cares? Who cares about Mitt Romney? I mean, we were asking what you think about this. We haven't been able to get Mitt on the show.
It's hard to get Mitt.
It's hard to get Mitt on the same show when you're promoting a porno video. It's hard to make that booking.
How great would that be, though?
It would be a fantastic booking.
So I would love to sit down with Mitt Romney.
I'm sure you would, but I don't think he feels the same about you.
I don't know if I'd be able to.
If I sat down with Mitt Romney, I would ask him about his dad because he ran.
You're still be like, you got the multiple wives thing going on. How's that working out?
There you go.
Yeah.
Let's Mitt.
That's Mitt, right? That's Mitt calling now.
Joe, this is Mitt Romney.
Is that your Mitt Romney impression?
That's my Mitt Romney
impression.
Yeah,
we don't even know.
You know the best thing that came from this whole embassy thing? The best thing that came from this whole Jerusalem embassy? I actually heard what fucking Jared Kushner sounded like. That was the best thing. Like, I've never heard
this. Was it everything you hoped it would be?
And more. And excellent. More. As a Jew, I go, yeah, I believe it. He's Jewish. He's not Woody Allen Jewy, but just Jewy enough. He played up the Jewy thing.
That's great.
All right, Joe. Well, you did a good job. You stood by your man. Hannity would be proud.
Good job, Joe.
You stood in.
I wish I had Hannity's hairdo. Doesn't he look like a little kid from the 20s with that hairdo?
like a cartoon kid?
I've been up until very recently. I was actually a big fan of Hannity's.
Really?
Yeah. No, I
didn't know you had such a high tolerance for bullshit.
Well, because here's the thing. Because before Trump, he was pretty much a free speech guy. Like a huge free speech guy.
Yeah, but he's not any guy. He doesn't fucking have any beliefs. He's a team guy. He doesn't have a moral core.
I thought Hannity was Christian-y.
He was very Christian. Christian. You'd be surprised. I am kind of shocked by this, that there are people on the right who are very Christian-y, who are still very big free speech guys. Be like, look, it's not my thing, but have at it.
Yeah.
You know, and as long as that's how people are like, I got no problem.
Yeah, Hannity ain't that guy.
Yeah, I talk a lot of shit on the show, but at the end of the day, I'm a live and let live kind of guy.
So churches will not be fucked in the mouth.
No,
not under your administration.
I even I get tired after like two or three times a day, so I can't.
It's good to
God.
I can't keep it up.
Parishioners, you gotta go through the whole church.
Yeah, I can't.
I just don't have that kind of stamina. Well, you're an old man. What are you going to do?
I know. I'm fucking 40.
And of course, you know he's going to start with the Catholic schools.
Well, yeah, those uniforms.
All those senior girls with the uniforms. Because he's not going to go underage.
Okay. All right. On the break. What?
If there's anything to learn about this last segment, I think we're all getting beaten down.
We're all what?
Getting old. I think we're all getting old and beaten down.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good agreement.
Yeah, that's the takeaway. Okay. on the break, we got new music from Sarah Caltieri with Stranger to Me Now, and you can learn more about her at deucemusic.com.
Stranger to me now, what happened? Have we lost our thread somehow, or could there still be a strand?